Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Mishpatim, Decrees. Week 18, First Aliyah. Anyone who strikes a man and kills him shall surely be put to death. However, if he does not do it intentionally, but God lets it happen, he is to flee to a place I will designate. Exodus 21, verses 12 and 13. Who directs the circumstances? In this social decree, we learn one of the most important truths. Beyond all that happens, there is someone who rules and directs. If a person causes another one's death by accident, it's because the Eternal made it happen. What could be this cause is if the Eternal caused it actively, directly, or passively by just allowing it to happen. Anyways, it is the same. When the Most High allows something to happen, then He is the one who causes it, directly or indirectly. It doesn't matter if we know the truth about the kingdom of darkness in the air, ruled by Satan and his rebellious angels. If Satan did it, it is because the Eternal allowed him to do it. Satan can't do anything outside of the area of the Eternal and what he allowed for him to do. He has the right to act wherever there is disobedience of the commandments of God. But it is because the Eternal has given him that authority. If Satan operates in someone's life, it's because he has received authority from the Most High. There are not two parallel powers in the universe, in the heavens, or around us. A good one and an evil one fighting each other. We must get rid of this dualism. There is but one governor in heaven, and he rules over everything, even over the world of darkness. The kingdom of darkness in the air is not something parallel with the kingdom of light. The kingdom of light is above the kingdom of darkness and rules over all. There is nothing in the invisible or visible worlds that is not watched and controlled by the Eternal. He has full control over His creation, even that part of it that rebelled against Him. If by accident something happens in our lives, it's because there are causes behind it. We sometimes don't understand the causes that create negative events. It could be our disobedience, our negligence, wrong attitudes, or for being in a context that attracts evil. But it could also be to avoid worse evil in the future, to teach us an important truth, to polish our character, to introduce us to seek Him, or to keep us from sinning. Hashem has thousands of reasons for allowing negative things to happen in our lives. But if we blame the devil, quote-unquote, we are creating two gods in our minds, and then we commit some sort of an idolatry. This text shows us that Satan is not the cause of an accident that causes the death of a person, but the Lord Himself, the Most High. Let's learn the lesson that we have only one God who governs over absolutely everything. Entrust your life in His hands, and your path will be successful. Shavua Tov, a good week.